well, one of the guys in the yeshiva asked me the other night, he said, I have no masiva, no music, no singing in YU right now, and you know, what's a highlight for guys in YU, having the whole chevron in the dorms get together and sing after they light candles in the lobby where they have their menorahs, it's all missing. So he said, what's the pneumius of the yontif? That's what he asked. You know, how can I connect to Hanukkah without some of the celebratory trappings that we're used to? So, you know, when you think about it, we have this Malava Malka every year in yeshiva, and it's a beautiful event. A couple years ago, they spent a lot of money, hired a singer and a band, and it was a big deal. And Baruch Hashem, there was good feedback. But I heard one person related that during the dancing, they were in the circle, very labedic with this professional, almost concert like feel, and there was a Rebbe dancing behind them in the circle. Maybe it was a Talmud of his, and the Rebbe, like at some point in the middle of the music, tapped him on the shoulder and leaned over and said, "What are we dancing for?" And it's sort of like, is there a mitzvah of simcha at Malava Malka? No. Basar v'yayin, music, absolutely not. You know, some poskim say if you're full, you can be at Malava Malka with a glass of tea. So there's no big mechayev to have a party, and it sort of took the wind out of some people's sails. Like, oh, come on. The Malava Malka is geshmak, and there was a toelis. It was mechazik, and it gave chashivas Torah, and it was an opportunity to celebrate the yeshiva and everything that goes on in the yeshiva, and that certainly had a profound impact and added to the ruach and motivation of some of the guys. But I think that's what the Rebbe was trying to say was a response to this Talmud that there's such a thing as just dancing. If you're dancing, there's a premium to that also. And if you're not in touch with what you're celebrating or what you're rejoicing about, so then something's missing. Rav Victor Miller used to say that, you go around the circle 100 times singing Ki Mitzion Tetzei Sora on Simchas Torah, dozens and dozens of times you say it, right? So what do you have in mind? You're just repeating the words? Is it like you're on autopilot? Are you having my, I don't usually get to learn Tanakh during the year, so now is my chance to learn Yeshaya, so I'll repeat. No. It's a tefillah. Ki Mitzion, once again, the Sanhedrin is going to be returned, and we're going to be able to, have Horah, Sanhedrin, in Yerushalayim. So, Lamaisa, whenever you're dancing, there's got to be a penimius, there has to be a machshava to that also. So when there's no dancing, when there's no singing, so a person has to at least have that thought process in mind so that they can accurately and profoundly be one with a form of celebration. So you need that on Hanukkah, whether there's a masiba or there's no masiba. So what is one of those machshavas during Hanukkah? So I think we can suggest like this. There's a well-known Ramban in Parshas Kedoshim where he defines that the mitzvah of Kedoshim Tihyu is that a person should not be a novel Birshas HaTorah. And what the Ramban explains, that means that you can fulfill every single mitzvah in the Torah and still be a degenerate. You can be at the lowest rungs of restraint and morality, but still check off every single sif and shulchan aruch. He says novel is like a lashon of nevela, right? It's not such a pleasurable thought that you conjure up in your mind when you think about a nevela. It's a dead cow lying in the field, And novel is like a lashon of nafal, nefila, to have fallen. That's how he defines novel. So a person has to be not just to observe halacha, but also not indulge in a way which is not a proper expression of a refined and noble human being who's a tzelem elokim with a neshama. That's one Ramban. There's another Ramban in Hazinu where the pasuk says, "Hal Hashem tigmuluzos am naval v'lo chacham." Hal Hashem tigmuluzos, like a lesson of gomel chasadim, like to give, to bestow. And the pasuk means Moshe Rabbeinu is criticizing Klal Yisrael at their lower states. Is this how you treat guys? Is this how you repay God? Am naval v'lo chacham. So here you describe Klal Yisrael as a novel. So what does that mean there? So the Ramban on that pasuk says a novel is someone, as the pasuk implies, Hal Hashem Tigmuzos, who repays goodness and kindness with just the opposite. And we say in Eishes Chayil, Gemalasu Tov V'lo Ra. Right? The way you reciprocate, someone does something good for you, you give good back. Am novel V'lo Chacham means Hashem does so much good for Klal Yisrael, and the way they respond is very incongruent and doesn't match up to the tovus that they're receiving. So my shaila was, what's the connection between novel, the Ramban says, is someone who lacks gratitude, as opposed to novel, who's a novel brishas Torah, who just indulges and has a lot of fun and eats and drinks and taiva. You know, but what do those two words have to do with each other when they're the same word and it's the same Ramban? I think the pshat's like this. Nissen Kaplan quotes from his father-in-law, Rabbi Avraham Gorovitz, the Mashiach and the Rosh Yeshiva of Gateshead. He said, we make a bracha, Rosh Hashanah time, on a Shachiyanu, on a new fruit, right? So now, I understand a Shachiyanu, I haven't lit Hanukkah candles in a year, I haven't blown shofar in a year, I haven't eaten in a sukkah in a year, Shachiyanu, v'kimonu, v'kimonu, l'azman hazeh, Baruch Hashem, I'm back to the same time of year I was before, Gevaldik, I'm so happy to be alive and doing mitzvahs once again. And then, I go to the supermarket in September, and they have a section, Jewish seasonal fruits. And I bring home a prickly pear, and I bring home a sabra fruit and a star fruit, and, you know, wonderful. I don't really like them so much, but like, oh, gevaldik, I'm such a bal taiva that I haven't had this weird fruit from Guatemala in so long that I have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shechiyonu v'kimonu lazman. Right? It just doesn't, it's also incongruent. It doesn't really fit with the usual shechiyonu. So he says the pshat is like this. It's like in the movies, like, you know, in the military. You know how they feed the people in the military? They all line up with like their cafeteria trays, and then they're like, they slop on this big heap of gruel that's like gray and green, and they're looking at each other like, oh my gosh, what is it, fish sticks again? You know, like, I it doesn't look like fish sticks to me. And, you know, it's disgusting. It's disgusting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu poseach es yadecha masbir l'chol chai rotzon. He promises to keep us all alive. It's very unusual that people die of starvation under normal circumstances. Hashem says, I'm going to support you. I'm going to support all living beings. That's fine. That's his function that he's chosen for himself. But what we take for granted is that beyond the Poseach Es Yadecha, Hashem, it doesn't have to be this way, but he decided to feed us in a way that's really geschmack, where food can taste good, and what we drink can be not just thirst-quenching and satisfying, but it can be really geschmack. And it didn't have to be like that. It could have been just the slop put onto my plate. It could have been a pill. Could have had a pill in the morning and a pill at lunch and a pill at dinner with all the nutrients, or a little medicine dropper with whatever chemicals I need and hormones and enzymes and vitamins, and that'll be my nourishment for the day. And I'll be Poseach Es Yadecha Masbir L'chol Chai Rotzon, right? And he didn't do that. He made eating something that we look forward to. He made it something exciting that people plan ahead. What am I going to have for dinner? Where am I going to go? I'm not going to eat 3 days in advance so I can come to the smorgasbord and really, be nana at the chasana, right? It didn't have to be that way. Every ounce of geschmack in the basic functions that we need to perform to sustain ourselves anyway is above and beyond, and it's mechal kachayim bechesed. It's a chesed. All that pleasure, all those mosros, all the additional luxurious aspects and luxurious dimensions of how we function, even again in our basic bodily needs, is a tova. It didn't have to be that way. It's a ches from Hashem. So a person can be a novel brishos haTorah. But what's he doing? We receive the chesed, but as an am novel, instead of appreciating that it was a bonus and it was something special, that the things that we enjoy were the cherry on top. Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim in the springtime. We were thrilled to get out of Mitzrayim. Why did the weather have to be nice? Another chesed. See, he gave us that little extra chesed, that the food tastes geschmack, that we enjoy the pleasure of not just plants that can heal us and have medicinal powers to them, but they're also beautiful and they smell nice and they brighten our day when we look at a garden. But we took that extra degree of hana, and the novel Brishas HaTorah turns it upside down and drills it into the ground and almost ki'ilu spits it back in Hashem's face. And says, I'm going to use that extra hana as a way to be drawn after my taiva, so I lose sight of the priority of Avodas Hashem. I become gashmistic, and I'm less focused on my spirituality, and I'm overwhelmed by the drive for physical pleasure. That was supposed to enhance my life. And I say, Hashem, instead of thanking him for that bonus I didn't have to have, Hashem, I'm going to use it as a way, vayishman yeshurun vayivat, as it says in Hazinu. Klal Yisrael, we got fat and we kicked Hashem. We said, you know, thank you very much, I'll take your money, but I won't plow your driveway. I'm going to take all the bonus that you gave me and use that as a way to push further and further away from you rather than bringing myself closer. That's what it means to be a novel b'shus HaTorah. It's a lack of gratitude, and as a result, I'm taking advantage of that extra bonus that I didn't have to have, and I'm shot of b'taiva as a result of bringing myself deeper into that hole. They asked Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky, should a Rebbe spend time, you know, with his elementary school kids talking about, you know, like Rabbi Victor Miller, before he'd make a bracha on an apple, he'd look at it and he'd admire it and he'd talk about what a chesed is, that it has has a delicious appearance and a sweetness to it, you know, like and like understand all the depths of Hashem's kindness before he would take a bite. So should a Rebbe educate his children, his talmidim about how healthy it is, and how delicious it is, or leave that for the science teacher? And Rabbi Shmuel says, you know, Mr. John brings a Yerushalmi, we're going to be taken to task in Shemayim from the nose of Olamazet that we didn't take part of in the Bria. Okay, so there's an avoda in that to appreciate it's all a bonus. It's all a bonus, and that's something that creates a world's view. And Avodas Hashem, the Shar Bechina, the Chovas Alvolas, that if I think in those terms, I see those chasodim, chalkachayim v'chesed, chayim v'chesed v'rachamim, even in my bodily functions and basic needs as a human being, in every inch of the Bria. Didn't have to be this way. And this is Chanukah. This is Chanukah. Such a B'chaim Shmulevitz. Chanukah is the kiss. We won the war. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he promised us, Avram Yitzchak and Yaakov, he'll take care of Klal Yisrael. He had to save us, Kivyoch. He had to save us. That was a no-brainer that had to happen. Like the nourishment that Poseach Ziyadecha. The fact that he had to cap it all off with a nace to defy nature with the Shemen that he found it and was sealed and was tahor and it lasted for 8 days. He didn't have to do that. So that was a bonus on top. That was the cherry on top. Parshas Vayeshev, that was Yosef. He's being sold into slavery. And punk, the caravan that's taking him down is selling spices and carrying aromatic, fragrant herbs and makes it pleasurable. It didn't have to be like that. Chanukah is demonstration that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put us on a pedestal. He loves us. He went a little bit further for Klal Yisrael than he had to. The mashal of Chaim Shmulevitz, how do you know? You walk into a house and you see a woman changing a baby and putting the baby down. How do you know if it's the mother or if it's the nanny? So he says if the mother kisses the baby before she puts the baby down, then you know it's the mother. It's the extra kiss. I'm not just doing what I have to do to take care of the baby. I'm giving the baby the extra kiss. That's what Klal Yisrael gave us that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Klal Yisrael on Chanukah, and it takes a certain thoughtfulness in the bodily functions and in our daily routine that we're doing anyway, right? You know what? If you fall asleep, I have a lot of guys in Shir who are always complaining they have trouble falling asleep. Some for internal reasons, they're stressed, they can't fall asleep for one reason or another internally. Sometimes it's externally. There's music from the heights. There's the radiator is banging because the little guy inside, you know, is awake, clanging on the metal. They can't fall asleep and they have trouble waking up in the morning. Shir davening, it's very difficult if you fall asleep at 4 o'clock in the morning. You ever fall asleep right away? When you say Moldana, thank you, Kodesh Baruch, that I got a full night's sleep. Because sometimes you don't fall right asleep and then you're tossing and turning. It's very frustrating. Little things that Kodesh Baruch Hu didn't have to do for us, Moshe Feinstein, he was made on himself, I think, that every time, as soon as he hit the pillow, he was out. He was makir that was an ace. He was makir that was a milo min ateva. But he always got his full night, every moment of sleep, he fell asleep as soon as he went to the pillow. It's a chesed. Bosai, here's the avoda. To inspire our recognition of this, to, again, add one more dimension of the Kedusha of our eating, this is mamish pshat in the bracha of Borei Nefashos. Tosos in Ketzim Mavarchim says this, Borei Nefashos Rabos V'chasronon, first phrase, you created many creatures and what they're lacking, you provided the means to fill those gaps, what they need, the staples of life, bread and water, their vitamins and minerals and nutrients, period. Al kol ma shebaras halachios b'hem nefesh kol chai. Above and beyond that, that's all in addition to the fact that you also created so much that we didn't need. And you know what example he gives? Tapuchim. We didn't need to have apples. We didn't need to have a geschmack sweet apple. You could have just given me the mush. You could have given me the tasteless, you know, wheat germ slopped onto my plate. When my grandfather was running away from Europe in the 30s, he was a teenager. He lived in Austria. He eventually came to Canada and made it across the border to America, in the mid-40s. When he was going to the boat to leave Europe, so his whole family got together to say goodbye to him, and they all chipped in to buy him a goodbye present. You know what it was? They all chipped in to buy him an orange. An orange in 1940. Okay? They all chipped in to buy him an orange. It's a pella. Tapuchim. That's what Tosa says. Barain Fashos Rabos Fachastronon, the bread and the water. Al kol masha brasa. There's so much more you didn't have to create for us. Bosa Yavoda for this week. Mistam, we're saying Barain Fashos more often than we're saying that we're washing. That was a little challenge this past week. But if you have that in mind, let's make our goal 3 times a day. Okay? 3 times a day to say Barain Fashos Bikavana. Our goal is one time a day. But count it in the group, please, everybody. Every time you do it, mark it down for everybody else to get chizuk from it. Borei Nefashos Rabbos, to thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that you gave us so much more than you needed to give us. You sustain us, Mechal Kachayim Bechesed, because you love us, and we are special people, B'Tselem Elokim, and that has to constantly inspire, not just on Hanukkah, but the whole year round, my Avodas Hashem and my closest to you, Rabbonu Shalom, in every second of my life. Beseder, Yoeli, and Josh, in advance, big Yashar Koach, and look forward to seeing everybody next week. Everyone good with the Avoda? Before we depart, I want to make sure we have this klar. Okay, and I want to wish a Yashar Koach to one of my Talmidim, old Talmud, Rafal Rosenberg, who's joining us from L.A. Rafal, I hope you'll come back, Mirtz Hashem, in future weeks, and be a part of the Vod. Baruch Hashem, we have a great chevra here. Have a great night, Chevra.
Thank you very much, Noah.